You are listening to station WGN.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, it's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. Welcome to our radio special, Legends of Rock. From the rhythm and blues roots from the 1940s and 50s, rock and roll proliferated in the 50s and 60s with bands and artists such as the Beatles, the Moody Blues, Jimi Hendrix, the Rolling Stones, the Who's, the Kinks, the Doors, among others. In a growing countercultural movement, rock played a major part in empowering and uniting the masses. When the 60s came, bands like Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, the Allman Brothers, Frank Zappa, and Eric Clapton began to surface and refine the standard set. Rock music in the 70s was a rebellious celebration and innovation, and progressive rock even became more prolific. What was rock and roll in the 60s became simply rock in the 70s. The blending of earlier music genres is what gave the 70s a vibrant ring to it. The true golden age of rock music, classic rock as we refer to today. We'll kick off our radio special with the man who helped steer rock music on the radio here in Chicago, the legendary Bob Stroud. Then we'll talk about the music. Conversations with Stevie Van Zandt of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Robert Lamb of Chicago, Mick Jones of Foreigner, the incomparable Elvis Costello, Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick, and Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon. Let's rock with our radio special, Legends of Rock, after a look at your holiday weekend traffic.
And that was Camp Mother and the All Night Newsboys with good old rock and roll. A hit in 1969 and produced by Jimi Hendrix on the Polydor label. Bob Stroud here with you on the Dave Plyer Show on 720 WGN.
You know, if you can match Chicago Radio's Bob Stroud's longevity here in Chicago, starting as a production director and host at the former WMET in the late 70s, early 80s, followed by on-air runs at The Loop, WCKG, and XRT, among others, and for over 20 years has been a fixture on The Drive. His final day as weekday host was yesterday, and Bob Stroud joins us now live in studio here on WGN Radio. Welcome in, Bob.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's really an honor to be here.
It's an honor for me to have you here, and congrats on this amazing career in Chicago and finally slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to the slowing down thing, not giving it up completely over there at The Drive, but doing a little slow down, and I can't believe it's been 43 years.
Amazing.
It's crazy.
And so I was going to say, WMET, okay, WLUP, CKG, The Loop, of course, CD94.7, WLSAM, XRT, and DRV, so The Drive, you know, a ride on some of the most iconic rock stations. So many grew up with the music you play. So many people grew up listening to you.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about that some of the music I'm playing still to this day were currents when I first got into the business. And some of the people who are listening to it today were just born when the music was out originally. But then going back before that, the 60s music, much more of the audience is of my age and grew up with that. And I somehow just was able to hit a nerve with all those people when we started playing this at MET on Sunday mornings. And they stuck with me all these years.
We always talk about influences, like so many rock jocks before you in the 50s and 60s. Like, who influenced you? Who caught your attention and said, wow, I kind of want to do that?
Well, my story is that when I was in sixth grade, when I started sixth grade in September of 1962, a classmate of mine in Kalamazoo, Michigan, came to me and said, have you heard this disc jockey Dick Biondi on WLS? And I said, where's that? And he said, it's in Chicago. And I said, you can get radio in Chicago here in Kalamazoo? I didn't know.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, he's on at night. And so I went and checked it out that night. And that changed my life. Hearing Dick Biondi for the first time changed my life. It set me on a course to where I am today.
He bounced in and out of Chicago so many times. He did, because people always think he spent his whole career here. I think it was, you know, Pennsylvania and Buffalo and Cleveland first, and then he did Chicago from 60 to 63, came back to CFL, I think, in late 60s, WMAQ, left again, Boston, back in Chicago in 84, but he was still burning up radio all over the place.
Yeah, and the other interesting factoid about Dick Biondi and myself is that when I first started Rock and Roll Roots on MET in May of 1980. Dick Biondi was doing a sort of syndicated show. I think he was in South Carolina at the time or somewhere. And it was going to air on The Loop on Sunday mornings opposite Rock and Roll Roots.
Wow.
And I was just crestfallen because I thought, how am I ever going to compete with Dick Biondi?
Yeah.
And
but Biondi on The Loop?
Yeah, it was a concept that didn't quite work at the time. But,
well, I was going to say, okay, so you talk about Rock and Roll Roots. Who else was an influence? Ron Britton, I heard you say before.
Ron Britton is my all-time favorite. You know, nobody could ever be Ron Britton, but God knows I tried to be a few times in a few breaks over the years. But I just loved his theater of the mind. I loved his off-the-wallness, and you could also tell that he was really into the music. So, you know, he was double-barreled in that respect. And when I finally got to meet Ron Britton when I came to Chicago, it was like meeting a Beatle to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, it's like walking around the hallways here. I've been doing this only 10 years, but you got Bob Surratt walking the hallways. John Records Landecker, who also has said Ron Britton was one of his influences.
Sure.
I think he did 21 stations in 11 states over his career, but he touched a lot of lives.
Yeah. I have a friend who lives in Cincinnati who remembers him from the station he was on in Cincinnati before he came to CFL in Chicago, and he was as big of an influence there as he was once he got to Chicago. But speaking of Landecker, the first time I met Landecker was at MET. I was production director there, and he came up to make like a Valentine's Day, or was it something like that, for his girlfriend, and I was the engineer on the session, and I was like, wow, this is really cool.
That's awesome.
And then I got to work with him at The Loop, and that was even cooler. So
yeah. But think about all these guys working in so many different markets, and I know you did a little bit too, but most of your entire career has been here in Chicago. That is amazing to me.
Yeah, it blows me away, because I was in Sarasota when I first started my career, and I was there for 2.5 years. And then this job opening came along in Chicago, and I thought, well, I got to try for it. And I got it, and I couldn't believe it. I'd only been working in the business 2.5 years, and now I'm going to Chicago. This is unreal.
Yeah, no question. We're talking to Radio Hall of Fame nominee, the great Bob Stroud, and there's more with Bob after the news next here on 720 WGN.
Hey there, it's John Records Landecker congratulating my former co-worker, broadcast colleague, Bob Stroud, on his semi-retirement. I have to say, what a way to go out, though. Stroud, who's been on, I've been a member of the Stroud crowd for I don't know how long. And to have him decide to retire when the ratings say he is number one, that's like a radio dream come true, if you ask me. And I don't know if I should say this or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. And if they don't like it, they can edit it out. Bob Stroud is nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame this year. And I'm one of the folks that they send a ballot to. And I'm just telling you, Bob, you got my vote. And if they let me vote more than once, I would, but they didn't. So congratulations. I can't wait to hear what you're up to in the future, because I know you'll be somewhere doing something great, and we'll all be able to hear it. By the way, we'll be talking about more Chicago Rock Radio memories at a special event at the Des Plaines Theater on Sunday, August 14th at 3 p.m. called Rock Radio Revisited. I'm going to be there. Little snot-nosed Tommy Edwards is going to be there. It says here that Bob Stroud will also be there in some shape or form. I wasn't going to tell people that Bob was a shapeshifter, but I guess cat's out of the bag now. Wendy Snyder is going to be the host. Many more legendary DJs are going to be on hand as well. All proceeds benefit the Museum of Broadcast Communications. For tickets, go to museum.tv. Rock Radio Revisited. Sounds like a program. Sunday, August 14th at the Des Plaines Theater. For tickets, go to museum.tv, and I'll see you there.
We're an American band, Grand Funk Railroad, produced by the great Todd Rundgren, right here on the 50,000-watt blowtorch, 720 WGN.
Day player Bob Stroud is in the studio. You were mentioning working in Sarasota and got the opportunity to come work here. How did that path happen? Like, how did somebody kind of pluck you and say, come to Chicago and interview for this job?
Well, I was reading a trade rag at the time called Radio and Records, and editor of the AOR page was a guy I knew from talking to on the phone on a weekly basis. His name was Jeff Gelb, and I was on the phone with him one day, and I said, I really got to get out of here. I'm not happy here. I got to go somewhere else. And he said, well, there's a job that's not going in the paper until next week, but I'll tip you off to what it is. WMET in Chicago is looking for a production director, and I can give you the person to get in touch with. And I said, yeah, okay. So I sent a tape. I hadn't done much production. I was a jock, and they called me back and said, we're going to fly you up and audition you on air.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they flew me up. They auditioned me one Saturday morning for 3 hours on air and then threw me in the production studio after that. I made some spots. They kept me here the weekend. I hung with them. They sent me home and they said, we got a few more people to listen to and then we'll be in touch. And I was like, oh God, I want this so bad. Yeah. Please don't do this to me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right.
And then like 3-4 days later, they called and said, you've got the job.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great story. And that is about the same time that I think Rock and Roll Roots came about, correct?
Early so Rock 80s? And Roll Roots came about in May of 1980. Yeah. And it was sort of the brainchild of our general manager at MET at the time, a guy named Bruce Holberg. And he and I were both top 40 music fans from the 60s. And he said, well, then we should do a show on Sunday morning and, you know, play stuff that our audience might accept. Because MET was a pretty hard rock and radio station at the time, AC/DC, Scorpions, that kind of thing. So we put it on for an hour and a half, 8:30 to 10 on Sunday mornings. And I played all the sort of harder rock stuff from the 60s and early 70s, and it worked.
My daughter said to me, what do they call it then? Because we call it classic rock. It wasn't classic. What was it then? I'm like, it was rock.
Yeah.
It wasn't rock and roll. Like, almost rock and roll was like late 50s, right, maybe early 60s. And then when did rock become the strength of that name? Was that maybe mid, late 60s?
So, maybe late 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. After MET, you went to Philly for a bit. How did you like it there?
I had a hard time there, personally. They were very nice at the radio station. It was WYSP. I was a production director there. I met a lot of nice people in that radio station, but I personally had some issues there. And then Greg Salk, who was the PD at the Loop at the time, called me one day and said, hey man, you got to do Rock and Roll Roots. People are clamoring for it here in town. So would you tape it and send it in on reel to reel, three reel to reels?
So, which you just saw that we've got here, Bill Murdoch.
It was that kind of machine, sure.
Yeah.
So starting in October of 1983, I started taping Rock and Roll Roots at the station in Philadelphia and sending it to the Loop. And after 6 months, Salk called me back and said, yeah, you got to come back to town.
Wow.
So
that's great. And the 80s and 90s, I mean, from a rock perspective in Chicago, that was the place to be. It's where Chicago rocked,
the
right?
Loop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had gone over there and asked for a job after the MET job was falling through, and they didn't have room for me over there at the time. And then, so 9 months later, they called and said, come back. And I was, again, blown away that I was at the Loop.
You were almost there during two eras of classic Loop. Like, it was, you know, Mitch Michaels and Sky Daniels and Stephen Gary. And then you had Johnny B. and you had Kevin Matthews, which must have been amazing to watch and a spectacle probably at the same time.
Yeah. When I got there, the station had changed around. They were going for a little different sound than what the hard rockin' days were. But yeah, Johnny was there, Landecker was there, Bobby Skafish was there.
Yeah.
And then when they got the AM side of things going, that's when Kevin came in and Danny Bonaducci and everything.
Right.
And yes, to your original question, it was a phenomenal show to watch day in, day out.
I bet.
Of what was going on up there. You never knew who was going to be in the hallways at the radio station. Everybody from Robert Plant to Milton Berle. I mean, you know, And everybody in between.
That
so.
Sounds about right. That sounds about right. We're talking to Chicago radio legend Bob Stroud, and there's more with Bob after a look at your traffic.
Nothing like a little Led Zeppelin to kick off your weekend. Am I right? Bob Stroud with a little rock and roll here on 720 WGN.
Bob Stroud, Dave Plyer in the studio, and I put your name first because you're royalty in
well,
radio. Please.
Thank you for noticing.
Absolutely. You know, in the mid-90s, so you did the loop, up and down the dial a little bit, and you hit a bunch of stations. It was XRT, where you were doing rock and roll roots on the weekends, and then LS for a little bit, especially when you think about the heyday of rock radio. That must have been cool just to say those call letters.
Yeah. I got blown out of CD94.7, which was ABC's FM at the time, and of course LS was the AM. And I was good friends with the PD at LS, and I got blown out in November, and he said to me, why don't you do the Rock and Roll Roots Christmas show on WLS AM? And I was like, oh my God, that would
right?
be good.
Yeah.
So I went in there and did 3 hours of Rock and Roll Roots, the Christmas show on the Big 89 WLS.
Yeah,
and yeah,
cool.
It was like, wow.
Yeah. And now WGN, look at you.
Yeah, and
you've made it
now,
all around.
Now I can retire.
You can retire. Yeah. You did that already. You were the first voice on the drive.
Yeah. Well, it was the brainchild of Greg Salk, and he really had a smart, great idea in how to make the drive fit into the radio landscape at the time. And I was the first guy he thought of, and I was sitting around not doing much, so I'm glad he thought of me. I was doing weekends on XRT doing Rock and Roll Roots. But yeah, we went in and we had a game plan and we executed, and 21 years later, here we are.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I know this is probably like asking who your favorite kid is or your favorite pet or your favorite whiskey, but what classic rock band, like when you are still playing that music, do you get excited about listening to?
Well, I don't get a chance to play him enough, but I've always been a big Steely Dan fan.
Okay.
So that's sort of where my musical interests lie. As a solo artist, big Todd Rundgren fan, but you know, I grew up in the 60s, so I love the Beatles and the Beach Boys and you know, all that genre of music.
I know you're a fan of Sinatra.
And I love Sinatra.
Yeah, Sinatra hours, Sunday mornings, 7
yes,
o'clock.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
Also, Elvis Costello, you're a fan.
Love Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
My first radio job in Sarasota was like this free-form progressive rock station, and so we played everything. And when Elvis Costello came out, we were all huge fans of that first album, and you know, I just followed him his entire career then.
We had we're playing a bunch of classic rock interviews tonight, and we had Elvis Costello in studio, which was crazy.
Wow.
And you know, you don't always get who you asked for.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I'm in town. I'll just come in the studio. And I remember Wendy Snyder, who I think you worked
sure.
at the Loop.
Yeah.
I remember her always talking about Elvis when she was at the Loop. So I'm like, you want to do this interview with me? And it was an hour with this
wow.
guy. And he was amazing.
So
and
jealous.
So giving. So
yeah.
jealous.
So jealous.
No, he's just an amazing guy.
I've seen him a number of times. The first time I saw him was in Florida when he came through with Nick Lowe and an artist by the name of Mink DeVille and Elvis Costello. An amazing night. And then maybe my favorite time was when I saw him at the Chicago Theater back when I worked at CD94.7 with Burt Bacharach. That was an amazing night. Yeah. Because he and Bacharach did an album together.
Yeah.
Painted from Memory.
Yeah.
And I love that album. And to see those two together in the Chicago Theater was mind blown.
You do this so well. And I listened to part of your last show on Thursday. Like, what are you going to miss? I know you're going to still do Rock and Roll Roots and a couple other things, but I mean, you've been doing this a really long time and the passion is in your voice in every show that you do.
Yeah, thank you. I have a nice relationship with the listeners. They've been very, very nice to me over the years. And so it's nice to get the feedback and have a relationship with them on the phones and when you go out and do promotions and things like that. And, you know, I just love radio. So
yeah.
I will, you know, to a certain degree, miss just the atmosphere of being in the radio station and doing radio, cracking the mic and talking about music and promotions and whatever.
What are you looking forward to doing? Nothing?
Yeah, I'm interested in what that's all about.
Yeah.
I haven't done a lot of nothing in my life,
right,
because I had a child kind of late, so I'm still doing that. And you know, everybody says, "Oh, I'd like to travel." And of course, I'd like to travel, but I don't have anywhere I need to go. But you know, just taking some time away and seeing some sights will be nice.
I love that. I love that. Well, I appreciate you joining us tonight, because that leads us into our Legends of Rock radio special. Elvis Costello, as we mentioned, with Wendy Snyder, and then Stevie Van Zandt of the E Street Band, Robert Lamb of Chicago, Mick Jones of Foreigner, Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick, Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon, and that's all coming up. It has been a pleasure, honestly.
Too bad you couldn't get any A-listers on that list, by the way, man. What a shame.
I did my best.
Yeah.
I really am excited for you in your next chapter and to enjoy life and chill a little bit, but I know you're still keeping your tone, and that's an important thing.
Thank you, Dave. It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
The great Bob Stroud, everybody. All right, top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next here on 720 WGN.